This portion of the Morning Mass brought to you by and sponsored by FHN. We're talking on the Dial-A-Doc program here with Dr. Sherelle Hassan, podiatrist at FHN. Dr. Hassan, good morning. Why don't you first define podiatry for us here this morning?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. Podiatry is a very specialized branch that focuses on the diagnosis and treatment of any pathology involving the foot and ankle. It manages everything from heel pain, ingrown toenails, and more complex issues, you know, like fractures, sports injuries, diabetic foot care. Pretty much if it's anything foot or ankle, podiatry will cover it.
And now, my understanding is our feet are pretty amazing parts of our body. Tell us more about that. Explain that.
Yeah, our feet are pretty amazing. You know, basic facts, there's 26 bones in the feet, there's 33 joints, and there's hundreds of tendons and muscles and ligaments, and they pretty much carry our weight throughout the day. You know, when we run or jump, our feet can experience up to 3 to 4 times the forces of our body. So it's pretty, they're a very great shock absorber in our body. And not only that, they help, you know, pump blood back into our legs, they help with circulation. You know, it's something we don't really think about until there's something wrong with them.
We're talking to Dr. Hassan, podiatrist at FHN on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program today. Dr. Hassan, what are some of the more common problems that you treat that you see with the people with their feet or ankles?
Yeah, I mean, some of the most common problems that I see are things like plantar fasciitis, which is basically heel pain, ankle sprains, you know, kids with flat feet, bunions, Achilles tendon issues. There's also, you know, smaller nuisance stuff like ingrown toenails, toenail fungus, you know, and basic, you know, little things like that, cuts and scrapes. And a lot of it can come from, you know, overuse, bad shoes, injuries, you name it.
What about with your help? Can some of these be actually treated at home?
Yeah, most definitely. A lot of foot and ankle issues can be treated at home, you know, such like, you know, ankle sprains or cuts or blisters, you know, really just, there's basically an acronym we use. It's called the RICE, which basically means rest, ice, compress, and elevate. Small cuts and bruises can just be cleaned, antibiotic ointment, bandages, things like that. Some arch pain can be treated with some stretching, icing. Some change in shoe gear is very underrated. Just changing your shoes can fix a lot of your issues. Obviously, if something's not getting better, definitely come see a professional.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that. When should the red flag, when a yellow flag turn into a red flag, that they should actually be talking to you as a healthcare professional?
Yeah, absolutely. If, you know, if it's like an ingrown toenail or a cut or scrape, if it's getting infected, meaning it's getting red hot, swollen, there's pus coming out, definitely see somebody. If it's, you know, joint pain or something that's not getting better in a week's time, definitely, you know, see a professional about that.
What about what are the kinds of problems that you see most often, Doc?
Mostly I see plantar fasciitis, as I touched on earlier, arthritic pain, which basically means, you know, bone-on-bone arthritis from overuse with time, ingrown toenails, ankle deformities, ankle fractures, things like that. Those are some of the most common things that I see.
What about how common is it for women to have problems as it relates to high heels? What's your thought on that?
That's a controversial subject there. High heels definitely don't help. That's true. Especially if you're predisposed to already having bunions genetically and you do wear, you know, shoes with a tighter toe box, I'll say, you're definitely going to make your situation worse. There's definitely individuals, women who don't wear high heels and have bunions and foot pain. So it's definitely a contributory factor, but it's not the only factor.
Got it. All right. What types of foot treatment are available for your patients there at FHN's podiatry office?
At FHN's podiatry office, myself, Dr. Hassan, and my partner, Dr. Bell, we treat pretty much the full range, full gamut of foot and ankle issues. That includes sprains, heel pain, toenail issues, skin issues, all the way up to, you know, specialized care, getting, you know, custom orthotics, injections, even wound care. We do a lot of that. And then, you know, for in terms of surgical treatments, we do everything from bunions to hammer toes to fractures, to total joint replacements, you know, tendon repairs, you name it, we do it all.
What about, I would expect that this would be pretty complicated, but my understanding is you also do total ankle replacements. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we definitely do total ankle replacements. It's a really advanced option for individuals who have severe ankle arthritis. And instead of fusing the joint, we replace the damaged surfaces with an artificial component, pretty much similar to a hip or a knee. We basically, what it does is help restore natural motion of the ankle without having discomfort. And that can reduce pain, improve mobility. Recovery takes time, but it can be really life-changing for a lot of individuals.
Tell us about the recovery time for that.
It varies patient to patient. You know, if it's just, you know, a basic replacement, no other correction, you know, I can make them non-weight bearing for about 3 weeks, let all the skin heal, everything calm down, and then I put them in a boot and have them walk for around 4 to 6 weeks with physical therapy and then back into shoes.
And I assume that all of the treatments that you're talking about here that we've talked about today are covered by insurances and Medicare?
Yes, these are covered services, and we have a great department that runs through the patient's insurance and sees, you know, what is covered, what isn't covered. So that is something we do offer here, obviously.
And Doc, if folks have more questions or concerns about their feet or ankles, where can they find out more information?
Well, first, they can either talk to their primary care provider and get a referral to us. If they do want to just directly get in touch with her, we have great staff. They can call FHN Podiatry, and we can definitely get them to the right people to get the referral and appointments.
Great to talk to you. Great information here today, Doc. And let's talk again soon, all right?
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
There we go. Dr. Sherelle Hassan here today, podiatrist at FHN. The preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.